This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
1 John chapter 2, verse 18, the Word of God says, "Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know it is the last hour." Welcome to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today. This is what we're going to look at here today and for the next couple days. The last hour is the name of my sermon. And I put the question out there, what makes the Apostle John saying it's the last hour 17 million hours ago? What makes that any different than Pastor Paul Esposito getting up in front of his congregation and behind this mic's before you today? What makes that any different? How much closer are we to the last hour now than they were then? And was it wrong for John to say, this is the last hour? Obviously, let's cut to the chase. The answer to that is no, but the question is, how do you square that? We're going to square that here today. So that's what's coming up. Fasten your seatbelt. We're going to look at how this is the last hour. And I'll leave it at that. More info on this ministry, WGODradio.com is the place to go. Follow us on Facebook at WGOD Radio if you'd like. And here is part one of this message.
Looking at today, the last hour. If you would please turn with me to the book of 1 John, chapter 2. Or you can read it on the handout if you'd like. 1 John, chapter 2, verse 18. Eventually, you might want to stick a bookmark in Ezekiel, chapter 37. We're going to get there. Them dry bones coming up soon as well. While I put a bookmark there. Hear the word of the Lord. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. It says this. It says, little. Now I'm reading this out of the New King James. It's got the word hour appropriately translated. The Greek word is hora, H-O-R-A. Instead of time, which is chronos, it should be hour, really, and not time. Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard, that the Antichrist is coming. Wow, that's not Hollywood. That's real. As you have heard, the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists, little a, plural, many Antichrists have come, by which we know it is the last hour. Now, the Apostle John said this around 90 A.D. And here we are, year of our Lord 2020, at least for another month. So what makes this statement more urgent today than it was 1,930 years ago? That's what I want to look at here today. So today is from one of my greatest hits of 2015. One of the best sermons I feel the Lord's ever given me this month. That's what we've been looking at. The Holy Spirit said through the Apostle John, it is the last hour. Now, that's a pretty long hour, isn't it? If you ask me, a 2,000-year-long hour. Matter of fact, I did the math the other day. 2,000 years is 17.5 million hours. But the Bible says it's the last hour. How can that be? What gives? Help me out, preacher. Help me understand this. How is the book still true when he says it's the last hour and we've gone through 17.5 million? Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard, that the Antichrist is coming. He's coming to trick you. He's coming to deceive you. Like you doing something and then saying, but I didn't know. The Antichrist deceiving you, you go ahead and do something and then make the comment, well, I didn't know. Then he did his job. If you go ahead and do it, then you've been deceived. That's what he's coming here for. He's not going to hold this over your forehead. He's going to deceive you. Eve said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. This man's going to do the same thing. Deceive you. Think of all the things you could do today. Things you've heard on the news. Things you hear doctors tell you to do, what the press tells you to do, what politicians tell you to do. And you do it, and then you're going to say, I didn't know. Yeah, you did. I told you. Back on the 22nd of November, and the 15th of November, and the 8th of November, and the 1st of November, and the 23rd of October, and the 16th of October, and the 9th of October. How many times do I have to say it? But I'll keep saying it. What'll be the sign of your coming? What does Jesus say, Bill? Take heed that no man deceive you. That's the number one trick of the enemy, is to deceive you. And when you're deceived, you think that something is something, while something is actually something else. Your soul, in this case. Here, it's very simple. You want to go out here? You want to go out here and eat at Long Dogger's? It's very simple. You just take this little vaccine here. You want to go out and buy toilet paper? Just very simple. Everyone knows it's okay. Mr. Fauci said it was fine. Everyone knows it's okay. Nancy told me on the TV there's nothing at all wrong with it. From the woman who says a baby isn't a baby until you take it home from the hospital. Never fear, she tells you there's nothing wrong. This is how you'll know you've reached the end of the age, when the great deceiver is here among us. John continues, little children, it is the last hour. As you have heard, the Antichrist is coming. Even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know it is the last hour. Maybe you say, wow, this is it. This really is the end of the age. And I can say to you, yep, you're right. And let me prove it to you today, okay? We're going to prove it through the Word of God that finally, after all these years, you're right. I'm sorry to tell you. Now, today I want to look at some signs to offer as proof that truly the hands of God's prophetic clock say it's time for you to get your house in order. Isn't it funny how I can preach this time and time again, and it's still new for today? There's always, the truth is the same, but there's always different things that go on in the world that just prove it. I mean, how close are we now? What, from now to January 21st? To you being forced to take the vaccine in order to buy or sell? Do you people understand that? What day is today? November 22nd. December, January. That's 59 days. Write it down. You heard it here first.
You've got 59 days between now and then when you are going to have to take the vaccine in order to buy or sell. Write it down. You heard it here. We're not ignorant of his devices.
First of all, I never answered the first question that I asked. What makes this age and time any different than John saying it? Legit question, right? He said it's the last hour. 17 million later, we're still here. Who was wrong? It's a legitimate question. That's what we're going to look at here. The scoffer can look at this prophetic word spoken by John all these years ago and laugh. What makes me saying it to you different than Dwight L. Moody saying it 150 years ago or Martin Luther 500 years ago? And here's the difference. I actually have an answer to this question. A few years back, actually it's been quite a few years, that's how long the Lord gave me this now, the Lord used the space shuttle countdown clock to teach to me and give me understanding of what the last hour means. At the resurrection and ascension of Jesus Christ, the clock indeed started ticking, just like John said. And we, or them, or all of us, entered into the last hour. When the apostles watched the Lord Jesus ascend up into heaven, the angel said to him, "Why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you will so come in like manner as you saw him go." Acts 1:11. Now follow me here. Once that happened and the Savior of the world's personal ministry ended, remember when his ended, 10 days later, the Holy Spirit started. Once that happened and he was taken up, Acts 1:11, that is when we entered into the last hour. And now, somewhere along the way, God's countdown clock was put on hold. Just like the space shuttle. The space shuttle is put on hold. For those of you that aren't from here, lots of people here work there. It's going to be old hat to them when I tell them. It's new hat to you when I tell you that here in Florida, with the space shuttle, once the clock hit 9 minutes, it stopped. And the rest of the saying goes, T-minus 9 minutes and counting. Now that clock could stay at 9 minutes for hours and hours and hours. 9 minutes could become 9 hours. However, 9 minutes is exactly 9 minutes.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice.
And